Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Berkshire. Here's the headline. Berkshire is the institutional heart of the Thames Valley and one of the most consistently financeable commercial property markets in England outside London. A county anchored by Reading and Slough, with corporate occupier covenants running from Oracle and Microsoft through to Mars, Reckitt, Vodafone and a hyperscale data centre cluster, and recent auction prints clearing between roughly 5.65% and 10.4%. Let me set the scene. Berkshire is a county of around 920,000 people, sitting squarely on the M4 corridor west of London. Six unitary authorities, Reading, West Berkshire, Wokingham, Bracknell Forest, the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead, and Slough. The M4 cuts east to west across the centre. The M3 brushes the southern edge through Bracknell and Sandhurst. The Great Western Main Line and the Elizabeth Line carry commuters into Paddington in 25 to 55 minutes. Heathrow sits immediately to the east of Slough. The M25 forms the eastern boundary. In commercial property terms, Berkshire functions as the most strategically located non-London market in southern England. Reading anchors the Thames Valley Technology Cluster. Oracle, Microsoft's UK headquarters at Thames Valley Park. Cisco and Symantec. And is the western terminus of the Elizabeth Line. Slough hosts the Slough Trading Estate, owned and operated by Segro, the largest privately owned industrial estate in Europe, with tenants running from Mars and Reckitt Benckiser through to Lonza and GSK, alongside one of the densest hyperscale data center clusters in Northern Europe. Bracknell carries the legacy 1960s tech park footprint together with Microsoft and Dell. Newbury is dominated by Vodafone's UK headquarters. Windsor and Maidenhead supply the affluent Royal and Commuter Belt, and the western half of the county sits within the North Wessex Downs area of outstanding natural beauty. Why should an investor care? Because that mix of corporate technology, life sciences, data centre infrastructure, headquarters offices and affluent commuter retail produces tenant covenants that lenders price comfortably. And that translates directly into how easy it is to finance a deal here. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 3,585 commercial-leaning transactions across the 10 principal Berkshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside more than 22,000 residential transactions. The volume is heavily concentrated. Reading alone accounts for 1,420 transactions. The deepest commercial market in the county and one of the highest county town counts we encounter outside Greater London. Slough adds another 899. Together, those two towns represent roughly 65% of all countywide activity. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Reading. Reading is the dominant commercial market in the county and one of the deepest secondary office and mixed-use markets in England. 1,420 transactions. Median commercial price around £335,000. Microsoft, Oracle, Cisco, Symantec, and a long tail of telecoms, software and financial services occupiers anchor the office market. The auction prints frame the yield range cleanly. 17 to 19 Valpy Street in central Reading, sold by Acuitas in February 2024. £325,000 against £25,600 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 7.88% on a town centre restaurant unit. And out at Woodley, the 130 to 162 Crockenwell Road Parade, a substantial unbroken retail and residential block, cleared at £4,060,000 against £378,000 rent in July 2025. That's a yield of 9.32% and the largest single auction print in the county sample. Second, Slough. Slough is the structural anchor of the county's industrial and data centre economy. 899 transactions. Median around £328,000. Slough Trading Estate hosts Mars, Reckitt Benckiser, Lonza and GSK, alongside hyperscale operators including Equinix, Vertus and Arc, one of the densest data center clusters in Northern Europe. Two Acuitas prints to remember. 127 High Street, Slough, sold in July 2024, £752,000 against £42,500 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 5.65% on a retail and residential lot with development angle, and it's the tightest yield in the entire county sample. The Alpha Street North lot in March of this year is catalogued at an 8.42% guide, the higher yielding end of the Slough mixed-use market. Third, Newbury. Newbury is structurally tied to Vodafone's UK headquarters at the Connaught House campus. 283 commercial transactions, a median of around £310,000, and 72 recorded office sales, the highest office count outside Reading and Slough relative to town size. Two Acuitas lots in the cycle. The 15-17 Hampton Road development site in May 2024 and 20-20 A Northbrook Street, High Street Retail, in September 2025. Both sold post-auction, which tells you sellers in the affluent Berkshire market towns continue to find off-market routes acceptable. Worth a quick word on the smaller centres too. Maidenhead, 232 transactions, has been comprehensively repriced upwards by Elizabeth Line Delivery, with a median of £440,000 and an upper quartile of £742,000. The Queen Street auction in March 2024 cleared at £125,000. A 10.4% net initial yield, framing the small lot retail end of the market. Windsor, 186 transactions, is the highest priced commercial market in the county at the upper quartile, with a P75 of £1 million, reflecting tightly held period stock around the castle. And Wokingham deserves a section of its own. 183 transactions, but the most active small town auction market in the county. Six Acuitas lots in the rolling window. The Winnish Garage development site on Reading Road cleared at £1,535,000 in October 2025. A 3.75% headline that understates the underlying motor trade with development upside and the prime anchor at the tight end of the county range. 16-18 Rose Street sold in March 2024 at £375,000 against £30,100 rent, 8.03%. 6-6 A Broad Street cleared in February 2025 at £1,200,000 against £102,700 rent, 8.56% on a mixed retail and residential lot. And the 14 Rectory Road Nursery investment cleared at £966,000, a yield of 7.16%. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Berkshire is a more active public auction market than most home counties. 15 Acuitas lots have been matched to towns across the county over the rolling window, distributed across Reading, Slough, Maidenhead, Wokingham and Newbury. The asset mix is materially retail and mixed-use weighted. 9 of the 15 are high street retail or retail and residential lots. 3 are offices. 1 is a motor trade and development site, 1 a nursery, and 1 a ground rent investment. The sold prints span a 5.65 to 10.4% net initial range. That's an unusually direct yield anchor for a county where most institutional deals trade privately. Reading across the rest of the market, prime and well-let secondary office product in the Thames Valley trades broadly in the 6-7.5% range, with the strongest stock in central Reading, Maidenhead and the Slough corporate campuses going tighter. Multi-let industrial in the M4 corridor clears in line with the wider southeast at 5-7%. Hyperscale data center product in Slough moves with global infrastructure capital flows rather than local fundamentals. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been stabilization rather than further repricing, which brings us to lender appetite. Berkshire is one of the best served counties in England for commercial mortgage finance. High Street Banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, Compete actively for prime owner-occupier and well-let investment deals in the £1 to £25 million range, particularly around Slough Trading Estate, Reading International, Thames Valley Park and the Bracknell Tech Parks. Pricing for the strongest sponsors tracks national benchmarks closely. Challenger Banks, Aldermore Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust. Dominate the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across special purpose, mixed use, secondary office, multi-let industrial and residential investment. Specialist lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk handle bridging, light development and refurbishment, particularly around the Reading and Slough value-add markets and the small lot Wokingham auction route. Data centre and hyperscale lending in the Slough cluster is largely the province of specialist infrastructure debt funds. What to be cautious about? The western half of the county sits within the North Wessex Downs area of outstanding natural beauty and is heavily greenbelt constrained. Planning friction is material. Lenders price this in via tighter loan-to-gross development value ratios, that's loan-to-GDV, and longer programme assumptions. Office sector exposure to short WALT. Lower grade stock around the older Bracknell and Reading out-of-town parks remains a watch point. WALTs, that's weighted average unexpired lease term. Holybrook House, on Castle Street in central Reading and Old Row Court in Wokingham, were both withdrawn after auction in 2024. Clear illustrations of the secondary office overhang. And data centre-facing land in the Slough cluster is exposed to grid capacity and planning policy risk. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Berkshire Commercial Property Finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of steady, institutionally supported activity. Transaction volumes look set to stabilise around current levels rather than rebound sharply or fall further. Yields appear to have largely absorbed the post-2022 repricing. The 5.65 to 10.4% spread on recent county auction prints brackets, the realistic range, and further compression depends on a clearer rate cycle pivot. What to watch? The Reading and Slough hyperscale and co-location data centre cluster, where occupier demand continues to deepen, but grid capacity and planning policy are tightening. The Slough Trading Estate refurbishment and densification cycle. The Bracknell Town Centre regeneration programme. The Newbury Vodafone Orbit Knowledge Economy supply chain and SPV acquired residential investment across Reading, Slough and the affluent commuter towns, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable through the cycle. The single biggest swing factor is planning consent throughput in the AONB and Greenbelt belts. The western half of the county will continue to keep development pipelines tighter than headline demand would otherwise warrant. The constraint in Berkshire is planning, it's not capital. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Berkshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.